Good afternoon. I'm calling the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. Today is Friday, March 29th. Let the record reflect the time is 1:30 p.m. Today we have present Vice Chair Senator Reinbold, Senator Machicki, Senator Schauer, Senator Kill, and myself, Chair Hughes. Please silence or turn off your cell phones. Thank you for those assisting us today. We appreciate you as always. We have one item on the agenda. We will be considering the Chief Justice reappointment to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics, Mr. H. Connor Thomas. I'd like to ask committee members to keep your questions and comments focused on the item before the committee, and we're going to table all philosophical and positional speech making. And I want to remind members too that this is not a time to advocate for certain legislation either. We don't want any kind of quid pro quo situation with appointees. So we begin today with the reappointment of Mr. H. Connor Thomas to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. And as a reminder, public's knowledge too, I just want to explain the responsibilities of the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. They are to help people understand and comply with the Alaska Legislative Ethics Act, to issue formal advisory opinions interpreting the Ethics Act, to consider plaints alleging violations of the Act, and to maintain public files of disclosure statements. The Ethics Committee has 9 members, 2 senators, 2 representatives, and 5 public members. For the purpose of considering most complaints, the Ethics Committee is divided into a House subcommittee and a Senate subcommittee. Mr. Thomas is being reappointed as a public member to the committee, a position that he has had since 1999. He joins us today via the off-net from his home in Nome, or it might be the airport in Nome. Mr. Thomas, if you're there, please place your name on the record and tell us about your qualifications and your desire to remain on the committee.
Thank you. Once again, this is Connor Thomas. I do reside in Nome, although I'm calling you right now from the airport in Anchorage. I was on my way back to Nome from Juneau. We just overflew and just walked in the terminal. So anyway, I realize that there's going to be some background noise as a result of that. So live in Nome. I've resided there for the last 40 years I practice law there. As also indicated, I've been on the committee since 1999. Mostly enjoyed being on the committee, I think most of you probably know what the committee does. I feel that it's an important public service, and it's something that that I can do, and I also think it's something that Alaskans think is important. So I would like to serve another term if reappointed, and I'm certainly happy to take any questions that any members of the committee may have. So with that, thank you.
Thank you. I want to thank you for serving 20 years, your 20-year mark. So you deserve an anniversary cake or something. So
we got one a couple of weeks ago. So
okay, that's been taken care of.
1 year longer than I had. So.
All right. Well, thank you for your service. Do members have questions for Mr. Thomas?
Just a brief one.
Senator Schauer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sir, just a quick question. Normally on your resume, you know, you have an appointment job for the Department of Interior May of 79 to October of 79. That's kind of a short time frame. Can you explain, and it's probably very simple, I'm sure, but I was just curious why it was such a short time that you were at the DOI?
I can. At that period of time, I was I'd lived in Alaska. I initially came to Alaska just to volunteer, and after my term, which was a year, but I served a year, almost a year and a half, as a VISTA volunteer, and then left the state. And then after I got back, I was staying with my parents, who lived at that time in Annapolis, Maryland. And I thought, man, why did I leave Alaska? And I was trying to find a way to get back. And at that time, the Department of Interior, the Bureau of Land Management, was hiring, and so I was able to talk to somebody in Washington and was able to get a job with the Department of Interior in Anchorage. And then shortly after a short time there, I decided I wanted to practice law, and so that's when I went with Alaska Legal Services after that. So that's why it was a relatively short period of time.
All All right, thank you. I'm not seeing indication from any of the other members at this time that they have a question. Again, thank you for your willingness to continue your service and for the number of years you've already served. So with that, we are going to open public testimony. I'm not seeing anyone online to testify at this point. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify? Seeing none, I will close public testimony. And in accordance with AS 39.05.080, the Judiciary Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointments be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Select Committee on Legislative Ethics, H. Connor Thomas. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further sessions. And seeing no other business before the committee, we will adjourn. Did I miss a page? No, I did not, but we do have something to sign. I thought there was something else that I was supposed to say before we adjourn, but nice short meeting. We are, let the record reflect, it is 1:36.